We're going to be considering sheep and shepherds today as we look at the Word of God. Staying out at Lennoxton there and making the journey from Lennoxton, you pass many fields and I've never seen so much water in the fields as I've seen this morning. Quite often when there's a lot of rain, you do get water in the fields, but it's so vast, it's like a lake in some of them. And when I'm out I try and do a daily walk out there. There's lots of walks amongst the, out in the country. And when I see the sheep at this time of year, I'm very sorry for them. Because they're out there in the whatever the weather is. And as you know, it's been very cold at times and very wet and blowy. And I've noticed that in some of these fields that are virtually flooded, that there are sheep that are just beyond the water, trying to keep on some of the grass that's there. So the sheep are having a hard time at this time of year. The Bible has much to say about shepherds and sheep. And if we go way back to the beginning of mankind on earth, when God created Adam and Eve and they had a family, you remember their second son, Abel, was a keeper of sheep, the Bible tells us. And his offering to the Lord was of the firstlings of his flock with its fat. And this was acceptable to the Lord. And you'll remember perhaps that his older brother Cain had brought an offering of fruit of the ground, and that hadn't been acceptable to God, and that caused problems between the two brothers. And eventually, as you know, Cain murdered his brother. And we read about that in Genesis chapter 4. And then we go on to the time of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And Jacob, you'll remember, had 12 sons. And they represented the 12 tribes of Israel. But Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children. And you read about that.